Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5 where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Season 5, we're looking at Chapter 5, Perek Hei Mishnah Chaft, Paragraph 20, with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. Let's see what he says about the different numbers in life. Hu Haya Amr, he used to say, Yehuda ben Tema used to say different ages for different aspects of life. Ben Chamesh Shanim LaMikra, 5 years old, should really start learning scripture, should really start learning about the Torah. You know, my own son, who's 5, in pre-K, in his wonderful preschool, actually does learn about the parsha, learns about the Torah, learns about the holidays. It's wonderful that they introduce them at a young age. Even earlier, even my daughter learns different things. It's wonderful. At a young age, they have to be introduced into the parsha and different aspects of the Torah. Ben Esr Shanim LaMishnah. A 10-year-old begins in Mishnah. Ben Shlosh Esrei LaMitzvos. A 13-year-old becomes obligated to observe the commandments, the bar mitzvah, and for girls, 12, bat mitzvah. Ben Chamesh Esrei the Gemara. 15-year-old begins the study of Gemara. Ben Shimon Esrei the chuppah, 18 years old, should go to the marriage canopy. I don't know how that true that is for boys, especially nowadays. Girls obviously start thinking about marriage at a younger age, and definitely in the olden times they were much younger. Ben Esrim Lerdov, for 20 years old, begins the pursuit of a livelihood. Many people are in college, and many people go to grad school in the young 20s. I myself was able to go to college and then grad school for OT in my younger 20s. Ben Shloshim Lekoach, a 30-year-old, attains full strength. Ben Arba'im Labina, for 40 years old, you get understanding. I'm closer to 30 than 40 technically, but looming ahead is that idea of 40, which shall be zocha to live on Meva Shana. Ben Chamishim La'etza, for 50 years old, they give counsel, and the Levium, after they would actively participate, then they would consult at such an age. In the Midbar, in the olden times, Ben Shishim La'zikna, a 60-year-old attains seniority. Ben Shivim La'seva, a 70-year-old attains a ripe old age. As David HaMelech says in the Tehillim, he talks about the idea how with strength you get to 80 years old, but generally 70 years is a full life. David HaMelech lived to 70, and some say it was from Adam that gave it to him. Some town commentators explain, but the 80 years old, Shmonim Legvura, 80 is for strength. Ben Tishim Lasuach, a 90-year-old becomes stooped over, and Ben Meaki Lames of Avrabatim and Olam, a 100-year-old as if you were dead, passed away, and ceased from the world. The commentators explain because some aspects of some people, very difficult them to live when things don't work as they used to at an older age, but we should all be Zocha to live 120 years in full vigor and full strength and full mental capacities and full physical capacities in all ways on Mevesm Shana. The Sforno points out, the Tana is saying that not only is man's life brief in general, but man must consider contemplate that those periods of life meant for certain endeavors are limited, late in coming and early in leaving. Therefore, one must hasten to act appropriately in the proper time period of one's life. For example, he's not yet ready to study Talmud properly until he's 15 years old. He's not established fully in his discernment until he's 40 years old. And once past 50, he's on the decline, as it is written in Numbers, Umiben Chamisham Shana Yeshuv Mitzvah HaAvodah. At 50 years of age, he shall withdraw from the legion of work. All this is told to us in order to sensitize and encourage us to be diligent in attaining eternal life, while the powers and energies that serve us are still at full strength. As Shlomo teaches us, Zchord Borecha Bimei Bechorosecha Ad Asher Lo Yavo'u Yimei Hara'ah. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the evil days can come. So understand that at different points of life, different ages, different things come, and it's important to get things done at different stages of your life while you have the energy and the vigor and the capacity to do so. The notes point out that the Sforno interprets this concluding instruction of Yehuda ben Tema as advice regarding the budgeting of one's time. The need to utilize each period of life properly explains that the reason why the Tana lists these instructions according to years is to heighten one's awareness and sensitivity to the brevity of life and the importance of utilizing time wisely and appropriately. Use your time well. Use your time right. Use your days in the best way possible. Understand what to accomplish at different stages of life, what to accomplish while you still can. And hopefully you'll be zocha to 120 years of full, wonderful, productive years on Meiva Esrim Shana. Join us next time as we talk about delving in the Torah, in and in and in, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.